This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
More than 200 homes have been lost to bushfires in the last week. Joel Hollier is a youth worker from Springwood Baptist Church who recently lost his family home in Emma Parade, Winmalee. Now, in spite of what he and his family have been through, Joel recently posted a note on Facebook expressing his faith in the goodness of God. It was a moving post and we wanted to take a moment to talk to him about it. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Katrina. How are you going?
Yeah, sorry to hear about what happened. It must have been a big shock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, it has been quite a shock for, yeah, everyone up here. I think the whole community is just kind of reeling with what's happened.
Is there anything left of your home, Joel?
Katrina, our house is gone completely. Yeah, it was quite sobering to rock up there the other day on Friday and just see so much of where we'd grown up is just flattened and the walls that are left are tilting and very precarious. So far we haven't been able to get in, so there may be a few bits and pieces left in there, but not worth the risk at all trying to get in.
So did you have much warning? Were you able to sort of get some precious things out before the fire struck?
It all happened so quickly. Well, yeah, we didn't get anything out. Dad was at home, but he barely had any time, so he grabbed a couple of USB flash drives and ran out the door. So that was it. We were very lucky in that we had a downstairs area which was just made of concrete, and we had a couple of photo negatives and a few DVDs of us as kids just sitting in there. So after the fire, we managed to get them from downstairs, but that was it. So
wow, this is the home you grew up in, so it must hold a lot of memories and a lot of mementos of your life. What's the thing that you're grieving most right now?
Yeah, it's hard to say because, you know, you think of one thing and that hurts, and then half an hour later you think of another thing. Yeah, looking at all the photos on the walls is something that, you know, I'll miss immensely. Just ones of us as kids that you know, that we didn't have the negatives for those or whatever. And then also lots of mementos from overseas travels and holidays with the family. They're kind of totally irreplaceable. They're gone.
And what have you learnt from this about sort of our connections to our stuff and what our stuff means to us?
Yeah, it's just been such a profound reminder for me that in some ways this is just stuff. They are physical items which are here today and gone tomorrow. But on the other side, like we said, there's so many memories attached to them. And that's the upsetting part, because we know that those memories will fade. In some ways, it's the stuff that, you know, it's gone. It's a memory that's hard, but through it all, it's remembering that actually our faith is in Jesus, and he's the one who provided us with so much. We can trust in him, and that's, I guess, where our identity lies.
How has this changed your perspective on suffering, though? Because you still have faith in the goodness of God, which some people might find that difficult to understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, given that Christians believe in an all-powerful God, you know, how do you answer that question? Why did he let this happen?
I suppose my picture of God is a bit bigger than just thinking about him as the one who tries to make me comfortable each night and tucks me into bed and gives me a kiss. And he's the one who is concerned more about my love for him and my love for others than he is necessarily about my comfort each and every day. And he provides the things that I need, not always the things that I want. And so when I look back on other times in my past when I've gone through suffering, or I've watched other people go through suffering, and to see the way that he has worked through that, I think there's something really special in knowing that God is in control and that he cares for us and that he has a great purpose and a great plan.
Given that this has been, though, quite a terrible experience, in the midst of that, what sort of encouragement have you found?
Yeah, you may have seen it all over the news and all over Facebook. The community response has been overwhelming. It has been absolutely amazing to see the community step up and really show great love and care, and not just tokenistic. It's generosity that I've never seen before. But it's been, so humbling, I guess, for us to recognize that we are in a position of need, which we don't very often experience. But then to turn around and actually accept people's love, it's challenging, but so inspiring to see such generosity from so many people, and for me, that's been a great part of seeing how our church, Springville Baptist in particular, has responded. Mm-hmm. But so many in the community just sharing, that love that God shows.
Mm. In the short term, I guess you're quite reliant on people. You need a place to stay. You know, you need people to kind of, let you live in their pockets and that kind of thing.
But
in the long term, what happens next? Like, rebuilding is a huge task, and these events are probably going to dominate your life for the next year or so at least. So how are you feeling about that task?
Yeah, in so many ways, Katrina, we were some of the lucky ones in that we have insurance and we have great friends who've been able to put us up. For us at least, and this is by no means across the board, we have been very blessed in able to find rent for the next 12 months at a reasonable price with close friends. And then during that time, we're just going to decide whether we rebuild or whether we move on to a different area. It's all up in the air. Mm-hmm. But it really is kind of moving from that shock phase into that medium phase and then into that long-term rebuilding, quite an emotional journey to go on.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Well, look, we're happy to go on it with you. So, if you want to keep in touch and tell us how things are going 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the track, we'd be happy to catch up with you.
Look, I'd love to. The support, like I said, has just been overwhelming. And for many of the people that have lost their homes, for us, it's going to be a long journey. And after all the media hype has disappeared, there's going to be plenty of people who are going to still need a lot of love. Yeah, it would be great to just share that journey in the long run.
Yeah. Thanks for your time today, Joel, and thanks for sharing some of your thoughts.
No worries, Katrina. Thanks very much.
That's youth worker Joel Hollier from Springwood Baptist Church. He recently lost his family home in the Blue Mountains bushfires. He wrote quite eloquently about his experiences on Facebook, and we've posted a link to his article on the Hope Mornings Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.com/Hope Mornings.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.